Today we're doing the letter Yud. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Oz Yud Shir Gufa Melo Kuma Sachar Velo Yoser Shelo Tin Melereish." So the entire body of the letter Yud can only be the size of one quill. It can't be any longer than that. Otherwise, it's going to look like a reish. Yichdav Osa Yeshara Dahinu Shetihi Yerusha Ufareha Shavim Velo Pareha Klapi Malo. You have to write the letter straight, meaning to say that the top and the surface of the letter have to be equal. And you can't have the letter facing upwards. Gam tihiya lamala agula litzad yamin lechachila. Also, the top of the yud should be circular on the right side lechachila. Viasal regel mitzad yamin via akim haregel litzad small. You should make the leg on the bottom right of the yud, and that leg should be slanted facing left. Viya haregel katzav lo arok. The leg should be very short. So tin melavavas hipasal de kriyas atinuk. If you make it too long, it may look like a vav, and if a kid reads it as a vav, then it's going to be a problem. Gam tzarich liyos la yud tag katan milamala al paneha. The yud also needs to have a small crown, a little stem sticking out on the top. And then also a little stem sticking out on the bottom of the yud, on the top left, on the bottom left of the yud. And the bottom part should be slightly shorter than the top stem. It should also be a little bit shorter than the leg on the right side. Pentin lechess. Otherwise, it may end up looking like a ches. V'mherecha oket zatcha shavel amat leregul yamini v'nireis kiches ketana psula. V'lamahani grira sa oket zatcha yakatzer kilchaso dehavi lechak tochos. V'yigro kola oket v'yachzer v'yechtevenu kilchaso. V'lamahani kriya satinuk baza. Kin hevi b'sefer mishnas avram b'shem beis yehuda ledavid emes ma'ase rokech v'kin asof from simon yud beis. Sefer torah ma'arev v'lo b'sfilin mezuzos dehavi shalu kesidra. So if you ended up making the bottom stem of the yud the same length as the top stem, it may look like a ches, like a small ches, and then scraping the letters away is not going to help you because that will be a violation of chak tochos in the case of a sefer Torah. And when it comes to tefillin, it's not going to work anyway because it's a violation of shaluk sidra. V'yesh mishakasa diladas re aksandri dekaimelam kivasei tzarich ligor gam regel yamini va'acharkach yisakein. According to other achronim, you actually have to scrape away the right leg of the letter and then fix it. I'm ver halacha shebe'arnu v'yesh l'hachmer kideyazo. We should try to be machmer for that opinion to scrape away the right leg and then to rewrite the letter. Sefer Torah shenimtzu by yudin keturas lamed ketana psula. If you have a sefer Torah that has these yud that look like mini lamids, in other words, if you extended the bottom of the yud a little bit too far, that's a problem. Tzarich ligro kol ha'os v'lachzer lift of yud mechadash. You have to rewrite the entire letter, scrape it away, and write the whole letter over. Otherwise, it would be a violation of chak tochos. And if it's a yud as part of Hashem's name, you're going to have to remove the entire piece of parchment in the Sefer Torah and then rewrite the entire thing. But if the yud is so clearly, you know, it's so obviously looks like a lamid, then even in Hashem's name, you could pretty much erase the entire letter until there's just a little bit of ink, a little dot of ink left, and then you could continue to write the letter properly. Be very, very careful. When you're making the stem on the top left of the yud, don't make it too long because then it's going to look like a lamed. When you're making the stem on the bottom left of the yud, don't make it too long because then it's going to look like a ches. You have to make sure that it's exactly the proper size.
So
there is a machlokas. What exactly is the definition of the kutzo shel yud? So some poskim say that it refers to the bottom right of the yud. Rabbi Tam assumes that it refers to the stem that we just referred to on the left side of the yud. The only difference being is that when it comes to fixing a b'diavad, the left side of the yud, so b'diavad, if you fix it in tefillin, it's not a violation of shaluk kesidron. If you fix the right part of the yud, that would be a violation of shaluk kesidron. Be very, very careful when you're making the stem on the yud not to overdo it, not to go too far, because then it can end up looking like a lamed or a ches. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll do the letter chaf tomorrow.